We tried to interview him for the film. We actually ended in Washington, D.C., and could not get a hold of him. However, I do want to talk about the numerous congressional hearings that have been held on the issue of geoengineering. So, yes, it's definitely been addressed by Congress. However, they're blatantly denying that these programs have been implemented.
Ernie, we are looking to the skies, and we're talking about the chemtrails and this concept of geoengineering. We're joined by two members of the Coalition Against Geoengineering. Diane McCauley is here with me in studio. Michael Murphy, who made the documentary What in the World Are They Spraying, joins us from Los Angeles. And, Michael, as we come back to you, you were getting ready to discuss the issue of congressional hearings on this subject.
Yes. Well, there have been a number of congressional hearings, and we actually confronted in the film a number of Congress people who all appeared to really want to avoid this issue. And we can see why, because they're not legal programs. There's been no legislation allowing for it. And it is harming, again, human health and ecology. And I hope that we can get into some of the specifics in that. But we did. We finished the film in Washington, D.C., and it was just amazing. And I know it touches most Americans to see the state that our country is in, and a sort of corporate takeover that is really suppressing a bunch of good things and a bunch of truths from really occurring and happening in Washington, D.C. So I know it was a powerful ending for the film. We certainly believe that political action is necessary to get these programs stopped. However, it goes much deeper than that, and there are many different things that people can do.
Sure. And Diane, what was the quote you pulled out from the Russians on this issue?
Oh, in my research that I've done through the years, in pertaining to HAARP, that both countries are undergoing this weather modification and battling over which country is going to control the electromagnetic field. And it is said the country that controls the electromagnetic field, the country that controls the weather, controls the planet.
Yeah. All right, Michael, let's talk a little bit about the health issues. What is it that you're concerned about most from geoengineering?
Well, perhaps we can talk about the environmental and then go into the health. In the first part of our film, we went into the Mount Shasta area and the Redding area, which is far removed from any industry. And a number of years ago, about 6 years ago, they began to see forests die off and die off of the fish and a bunch of amphibians in that area. So the scientists started questioning what was going on, and they started to do pH tests. And what they found was shocking. They found that the pH was increasing anywhere between 12 to 18 times the normal amount of alkalinity. So, and that's believed to be a major part of the complete die-off of forests that we're seeing in that area. So they began to do additional tests, and rain and snow tests that were done by scientists and government certified labs revealed massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium. And again, I want to bring you back to geoengineers' plans and proposals of spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum. During this time, we had the aerosol spraying just about on a daily basis where the sun becomes completely blocked out in that area. But I want to take you to a test which we covered in the film in Mount Shasta. There was one taken about 7 years ago, and they used it as a baseline. And that test revealed 7 parts per billion of aluminum, which is already high. However, within the past 7 years, again, they've seen profound changes and massive forest die-off. Those levels increased several thousand percentage points up to 61,100 parts per billion on Mount Shasta. Hikers are using that snow for hydration. They're literally drinking poison.
So if people are rejecting the chemtrail theory, how do they explain all the aluminum? What's the counter theory?
Well, they simply can't. And one common counter theory, and of course these are multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operations, there are numerous political and monetary interests associated with it, and it's really hard for people to believe, and I can relate to that because it was very difficult for me to believe. One common attempt to debunk this theory was that these metals were migrating from China. And we're not simply talking about one test. We're talking about thousands of tests around the world. But California Air Quality Resources Board did a study on aerosols from China. These metals were not amongst them. We've ruled out any other source. These metals began showing up as soon as the aerosols started showing up. And we actually filmed on Dane Wiginton's property. He owns 2,000 acres in just north of Reading. It's beautiful, pristine property, and everything on his property is dying. He is a solar expert, and he built one of the largest solar-powered homes in Northern California. And within the past 5 years, he has seen a 60% decrease in his capabilities for solar power, and that is due 100% to the aircrafts emitting these aerosols up in the air. So the forest also needs sun, and global dimming is another issue that's related to geoengineering programs. And as a result, we're also seeing a bunch of fungi and bacteria growth that we typically would not have there because, of course, the Earth at one time had a natural balance before these people started making these changes.
And there are other reports of trees dying around the country.
Well, without a doubt, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, again, basic science tells us that anything that requires an acidic soil to grow will start to die once it turns basic. Aluminum oxide will turn a soil basic. It's exactly what we're seeing around the world, and the forests are dying off as a result of that. Also, most plants in the root system will actually shut off absorbing water when aluminum oxide is added into the soil, so they're not absorbing as much water as they used to in getting the nutrients. So as a result, we are seeing forests die off around the world. We're also seeing a decline in natural organic food growth. And as you know, we went to Hawaii, and we filmed for a week there, and it was just, for me, it was a beautiful opportunity and a beautiful place to go. For the first time, I was not dependent on a corporation or a store for food. And the first morning that I woke up when we were filming, I got kind of hungry, and I said to somebody, I said, hey, is there any food? And they said, yeah, food's all over. And I said, where is it? And they said, well, just go outside and pick it from a tree. And I said, I'm not sure if I know how to do that.
Could you
tell me how to do that?
Yeah.
So anyways, the point that I'm trying to make, it's a very free life, and it's a natural and organic farm that we're living on. However, in the past couple of years, they've seen massive declines, as they have around the world, in their ability to produce natural and organic food. However, there is a solution for this, and I think this is going to get a lot of people angry. There has been a new GMO aluminum-resistant seed that has been developed at Cornell University in 2009. It's owned by the USDA and the Brazilian government. And many people believe that this is literally an attempt to take over the entire food, to control the entire food sources around the world and put it under the authority of these GMO food companies.
Michael Murphy, Diane McCauley on the Dave Congleton Show. Your phone call still to come. They represent a group called Coalition Against Geoengineering. Michael is also responsible for a documentary called What in the World Are They Spraying? So what about health effects beyond the Shasta example? What has your research shown, Michael?
Well, aluminum is related to a number of illnesses. One, which is common, is Alzheimer's. And here in L.A. County, we've seen in a 10-year period over a 200% increase in Alzheimer's. Of course, a number of other neurological illnesses, which we've also seen an incredible increase in the past 10 years. Barium, which is also showing a very high in tests, lowers our immune system. We believe barium is a desiccant, so it can actually sequester moisture. So if they seed a cloud with barium, they can actually move that moisture into different areas. And I believe that's why we're seeing the massive flooding, but it also has imaging capabilities believed to be related to the HARP program, which Diane had described.
Right.
So barium does lower our immune system. Now, strontium is extremely toxic, and it's also a carcinogen. So it's a catalyst to creating cancer. Of course, we've seen the number of cancers increase around the world. And the physicians that we spoke to about this stated that inhaling this on a daily basis, which all of us are that are in the heavy spraying areas, will compromise an immune system because it will have a synergistic effect. I do want to point out there's been a great increase in respiratory disease as well. Respiratory mortality has gone from number 8 down to number 3 in the past 5 years. So we've seen an incredible increase in respiratory deaths just in the past 5 years.
I was just reading a newspaper article. In California alone, autism has increased 3 times since 2002.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that I've seen that report as well. And I was speaking with somebody today, and he said autism is definitely related to aluminum toxicity. So it's these programs are very toxic to human health, but we do know that there is a group of people who call themselves the elite that believe that there's a population problem and they believe that it's their job to reduce the population. Are these programs only population reduction? No, I don't think so. But I don't think that hurts their agenda when they spray in the atmosphere. So we know that Bill Gates' his family has a history of supporting eugenics programs. He now is a heavy funder into geoengineering programs that came public about a month ago.
What, tell me more about that. What's the link to Bill Gates?
Well, Bill Gates is funding geoengineering programs, and I actually interviewed David Keith, who's in the film, and he's considered to be the number three geoengineer in the world. And during that time, he did divulge that information, but asked that we keep it because it wasn't public information at the time. But Bill Gates is a funder into various geoengineering programs. And again, geoengineering, I don't think that we've defined it, is the artificial modification of the Earth's climate system. So there is a group of scientists and a group of people that have money and power that literally want to take control of the natural climate system that we have here in the world, and they want to bring it under their dominion. So it's very concerning.
All right, we've got Michael Murphy, Diane McCauley on the Dave Congleton Show. The documentary is What in the World Are They Spraying? They're with the Coalition Against Geoengineers. We're continuing with Diane McCauley and Michael Murphy from the Coalition Against Geoengineering. And we keep referring, Diane, to the documentary, What in the World Are They Spraying? How can people get copies of the DVD?
By going to www.stopspraying.us.
Stopspraying.us. And you can download it for free?
Well, no,
you
purchase a copy of the documentary, and then you can burn as many copies as you want, distribute them through your community, mail them to your congressmen, your senators, the president, and make this stop.
All right, so stopspraying.us. All right, as we continue our discussion about geoengineering, what do you think? You've been listening to my guest now all this time. What do you think? Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832 if you'd like to participate in the conversation. And, Michael, what is it that you want people to do? What do you want to happen as we come back to you?
Well, we definitely want, at the end of the film, I put out a call to action, and we really, because this affects each and every person on the planet, and we're all being toxified by this, I want people to look into their hearts and get active with this, you know. So there are literally thousands of different things that we can do, and I know some people are very comfortable and they know how to address this politically. So if that's your gift, I encourage people to go ahead and do that. I believe still, even though the film has been seen by millions and it's woken up millions of people, there are still a number of people who are completely unaware of these programs. I would estimate probably 85 to 90%. That means that we have about 85 to 90% of the public, and a large number of those people who are unaware of this issue would do something if they were aware. So I think activism, creating an awareness, and then encouraging people to look at what their skills are in terms of how to address this. We know people with extensive computer skills who have been marketing this film and this issue over the Internet. We know people who have been contacting the corporate mainstream media pressuring them to address this issue in a factual and correct manner. On days when we have heavy spraying, typically people who are aware of this issue because of the health implications stay inside. Oftentimes, I will go outside and I'll just carry 20, 30 DVDs and talk to people in my community and hand out DVDs to create awareness. And it's very interesting, the areas who have seen an incredible awakening to this. Redding, California is one of them. It's a smaller town, and we had a screening of over 550 people back in November. The entire town now is awakened. People are getting active. They're doing marches within that town. My community, my neighbors all know about this issue, and they want to do something. So I have neighbors who are knocking on my door asking for more DVDs. I burn DVDs all day when I'm in my office so I can hand them out. So I think a big part of this is actually just creating an awareness, but, you know, if you have greater skills and know how to address this in other ways, look into your heart and flow within your giftings.
All right, here is Nicoletta in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Nicoletta. You're on the radio.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say thank you so much to Michael Murphy.